let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood. 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It's time for Mark Rick, the Mark Rick Show. Brought to you by Bennett Auto Supply. When you need parts for your vehicle, think Bennett Auto Supply. Bennett Auto Supply Drive with the leader in J&K Roofing. J&K has been serving South Florida for 30 years repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K at 954-961-ROOF. Coach, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm in New York getting ready for a press conference for the Pinstripe Bowl. Been doing a little recruiting, a little bit of everything. Got a Hall of Fame dinner tonight, so it's big. It's been a big couple of days here in New York.
I was going to say it's a busy time for the coaching stuff, as you said, from whether you're looking at early signing day right around the corner to getting ready to play Wisconsin at Yankee Stadium. Coach, first of all, were you surprised by the bowl you were picked for? Did you guys kind of expect it?
No, we didn't really know. I think it was kind of a big battle. A couple places wanted us, and everybody's trying to position themselves for what they thought was best. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about all the bowls. And
yeah.
I don't even understand completely the politics of it and the process of it. But I think there's times when, you know, they all work with each other any given year. Hey, help me out here this year. I'll help you out next year. Or, you know, sometimes the league may step in. There may be some hard, fast rules on, you know, number of wins and, you know, compared to another team, who could take who, you know, who's tier one, who's tier two. I mean,
right.
I really don't understand how it all works, to be honest with you, but I know it was a lot of discussion, and at the very end, we landed in New York. And, you know, we've talked to some people. I say we have some of our coaches that, you know friends around the country that have been to this bowl. They say it was an awesome bowl experience for our players, for their players. So we're excited about that part. And actually, you know, yesterday is in the mid-50s, and I don't know what's going to be today, but weather wasn't too bad.
All right. Well, hopefully you get one of those 50s days. By the way, we had news here a couple hours ago, Coach, in your fraternity of head coaches, Urban Meyer to step down after the Rose Bowl. They're going to have a 2 p.m. press conference, and he will retire after the season. I guess Ryan Day will take over. Age 54 is going to retire, at least for now. Surprised at all, considering everything, Coach? And you, I know you got your own stuff you're taking care of, but what do you think when you heard right. about Urban Meyer?
Well, I mean, nothing really comes as a surprise in this business. And, you know, it's certainly a choice, you know, that people make. And, you know, everybody has to decide when it's time to, you know, that it's enough or enough at a certain school. And sometimes the school decides that too. But, you know, I've known him for a while. We coached against each other in the Southeastern Conference. You know, he's a guy that actually I enjoyed being around, and a guy that, you know, had, you know, there was a time when my wife was going through a little something, and you know, he gave a call. I mean, she's perfectly fine right now, but she had a little cancer issue at one time, a little scare.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, him and the two guys that actually gave me a call were, one was Spurrier and one was Coach Meyer.
Wow.
So, you know, I appreciate those guys. And just, you know, it goes deeper than football with everybody. And we all grind and we're all competing against each other hard, but we all understand each other's issues that, you know, not many people know what it feels like to sit, you know, behind the desk and being the head football coach at a major university and all the things that come with it. So there's a heavy respect level for everybody, and I wish him the best.
Miami Hurricanes head football coach Mark Rick joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I want to get back to the Pinstripe Bowl for 1 second. Not a lot of times you play 2 years back-to-back against the same opponent in a bowl game. You got Wisconsin again. You got some game tape on them, I guess, right?
That was the most interesting part of the whole deal, that you end up playing the same team 2 years in a row, which is usually in the bowls, you know, you when they're trying to land everybody in a spot, you – try to aren't looking to play the same opponent 2 years in a row as far as the criteria. But, you know, again, I wasn't in the middle of it. They just let me know what was what. And, you know, I'll say this, they're a really outstanding football team. Will vote this year, you know, a lot of high expectations going into the season, and ended up in a spot that we neither team probably thought we'd end up as far as our record. I'm not talking about the bowl. You know, we're very thankful to be in this bowl, but You know, as far as our records, it wasn't quite what everybody was hoping for.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about early signing day. I know a lot of people want to know about recruiting and decommits and commits and everything else. How do you feel? You're just a couple of weeks away. What are your thoughts right now, Coach, as you go down the stretch? I know you're in on a lot of players right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that we still have committed, a lot of guys that we plan on that we believe will sign on an early signing date. We've got a couple more official visits this weekend and next weekend for a lot of those guys. And then, you know, the one of the good things about the early signing date is you kind of know where you stand with a lot of guys, and you know where you got to go. And, you know, you always – there's a lot of really good players that you look at throughout the process, and you will offer, you know, X amount, and you get commitments, and then you start, you know, slowing down on some other guys, and then you get a decommit, and all of a sudden you're trying to get back in the game. And, you know, there's still a lot of really good players that are out there and are trying to decide what to do. And, you know, the decommitment thing is something happening all over America, and it's just part of the recruiting. And so you know, we know as coaches to just keep recruiting hard and, you know, fight to the very end. And in the end, we're going to get who we need.
Coach, what's the unwritten rule, or are there any rules with different schools? If a guy makes a verbal commitment, do people keep recruiting him pretty hard until he signs on the dotted line, or how does that work now throughout college football?
Yeah, they do. They do. I think it's more the kid. I think it's, you know, if a guy commits and he's a guy you're working hard and a guy you want, and he commits to another school, you know, you just try to test the water as far as, you know, how serious is this commitment? You know, do you want us to stop talking to you? Oh, no, we want you to keep talking. You know, would you still take a visit? Oh, yeah, I'll still take a visit. You know, so, you know, you try to gauge how strong the commitment is. And if you think the guy is just rock solid, no one wants to waste their time. But on the other hand, if you think there's still some life in it, you keep going, because you just never know what's going to happen over time. And you got to be in position to land these guys, even though they may be committed to another school.
Coach, do you find – I know you didn't have the record you had a year ago. Does it hurt recruiting? I know people ask me all the time, and I said, I'm not sure. I'll ask Coach Rick when we have him on. Does it hurt where people go, oh, you lost a few in a row there, I'm not coming? Does that play out?
Well, I think winning always helps. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But also, you know, it is really about the relationships these kids have with you as a head coach, your position coaches, and even, you know, the University of Miami sells itself in a lot of ways. And, you know, so I think it's still a lot about, hey, you know, where do I fit? You know, do I trust you? Do I feel like I can, you know, get developed, you know, in every area of my life here? You know, you got parents that still want the basics, you know, take care of my son, you know,
right,
help him get his education, help him become the best player and person he can be. And, you know, most parents, that's all they want out of it. They want to have a trust factor, you know, that you're going to be there for their son. And, you know, so, you know, obviously, you know, momentum is key in football games, football season, and even in recruiting, and winning helps for sure.
Coach, I don't know if it's a dead time or not, like the night before, two nights before the early period to sign. Are you guys still on the phone literally up to the, you know, the minute, and the other coaches?
More and more that's happening. I think in years past, if a kid was going to announce or sign the next day, you know, you're going to know. You know, he's going to tell you, and just, you know, what happens nowadays is so many guys – are being asked to make announcements on TV live, you know, and then everybody's like, hey, don't tell anybody. And it comes out, then it's not going to be good TV. And, you know, then we may not have you on TV if the cat gets out of the bag, you know. So the kids are like, you know, hey, ESPN or whoever's there said, don't tell anybody anything. And if we do, you know, we might not be able to be on TV. So I think there's a little bit of that going on. But, you know, in the past, you know, if you didn't know the night before, then you're thinking, we're out, you know. But right. That's not true anymore. I mean, sometimes, in the last few years, when a kid's about to make a public announcement on television or whatever it is, you might be finding out for yourself right at the moment he says it.
Coach,
seems hard to believe, but that's yeah. what's happening nowadays.
Are you feeling pretty strong still about Dade and Broward County and Palm Beach for our Palm Beach listeners too? Do you still feel pretty good about the three counties?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always big for us. We're always going to recruit them hard, and you know, whether it's this year's class, next year, or the year after. I mean, we got, you know, we're in good with, you know, these kids, you know, all throughout the Tri-County area, and that's always going to be a priority for us.
Coach, I know you said you're up there recruiting and the press conference and also a dinner. That dinner, is that for Ed Reed in the College Football Hall of Fame? That's Hurricane royalty right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed's getting inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, and I'm going to be there to honor that. And you know, there's a lot of other awards that are given out of that event. It's quite an event. But I'm already decked out in my coach tie, ready to go. And it was just kind of – it was interesting. We were going to be here recruiting. And we're tying into this, you know, this event tonight that you just mentioned. Then, right in the middle of it, Pinstripe Bowl. We get picked by a Pinstripe, and they had to have a press conference there in just about an hour or so. And so I had to get decked out for that too. So just happened to be here on a 2-day recruiting trip, and now we're going to squeeze in the Pinstripe press conference as well.
Coach, before we let you run, when you go to a bowl game. Obviously recruiting while you're getting your players ready to play in that game, which is important, but does it give you a lot of extra time to really focus on the recruiting on a couple guys you might like?
I didn't get the question at the very end.
Well, I was just curious about how much you use these games that you're going to play in to recruit as well to get in the recruiting up there.
It's usually during the dead period that you're practicing.
Yeah.
And if you allow the public to come watch a practice, it doesn't stop a recruit from coming, you know, face-to-face contact with him. You can't just sit there, you know, during practice and have him standing next to you after practice, you know, giving him a hug. You know, you might be able to, you know, he might be near you and you might be on the phone with him, but
yeah,
you cannot be, you can't have contact during a dead period.
Well, I can't be one of your assistant coaches because I could see I'd break all the damn rules I was talking about all morning. I'm no good to you because I break every darn rule there is. I can see you wouldn't. I could just see the AD to have me out of there.
Compliance would have a field day with Joe Rose, Mark.
Mark, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Mark. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye. That was Coach Rick live from New York. Mark Rick Show brought to you by Bennett Auto Supply. When you need parts for your vehicle, think Bennett Auto Supply. Bennett Auto Supply, drive with the leader. J&K Roofing. J&K has been serving South Florida for 30 years, repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K at 954-961-ROOF.